Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Prescott able to step into it. It's got Pickens. Good move. Nice cut back and a touchdown.
Well, crap. George Pickens last night was reprimanded by the coach, Brian Schottenheimer. He and CeeDee Lamb weren't on the field for the opening series. And he said, Schottenheimer did after the game, the two receivers had a couple things missed in the lead up to Monday Night Football, which contributed to their benching. Well, benched they were, and then George Pickens went off. 9 catches for 144 yards and a touchdown. Pickens has 58 catches for 908 yards and 7 touchdowns this year. He has, without a doubt, been one of the best, most productive wide receivers in the entire National Football League.
Good for Schottenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took years for any type of reprimanding of George Pickens whenever he was a Pittsburgh Steelers, as a Steelers player. There was always something going on with him throughout the week or during a game, missing or showing up late for things. Never reprimanded at all. I mean, this is, you know, halfway through the NFL season with a brand new head coach, a brand new team, and he's like, nope, sitting down. You're not starting the game. You and the other top dog that's making $100 million, you're not starting the game. Good for Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer, a guy that was mocked. Yep. Viciously when he was hired, and it wasn't his fault he got hired. Good for him. And Jerry Jones was mocked viciously when you're the Dallas Cowboys and you get rid of a coach that, had he kept coaching, could maybe one day have got a gold jacket, and you replace him with not even the best Schottenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy did more to put George Pickens in his place than Mike Tomlin ever did.
Right.
George Pickens on Christmas Day against the Chiefs showed up late. They didn't know if he'd be able to play. He showed up late. He was recovering from a hamstring injury. You know better than most, those things are finicky. So you got to get out there and run around, especially when it's cold, and see how that thing looks. He's late. He plays. He screws up. And Russell Wilson and him are on the same page, and Russ throws an interception. The Steelers get their asses kicked, and then Mike Tomlin looked worse than he's ever looked when he was asked about it in the offseason. Looked worse than he's ever looked. Oh, I have a lot of game day responsibilities. Making excuses for George Pickens. And so here's the apology. They never should have traded George. Now, information can change opinions. I'm never afraid to change my opinion. They never should have traded George. And Tomlin should have grown a set. If Brian damn Schottenheimer can get that guy to play good football in the same game where he puts him in his place, Mike Tomlin, he of 20 years experience, never had a losing season, blah, 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 couldn't make it work. I know Pickens' teammates didn't like him. I mean, that's come out big time since he left, and I think it was Ray Fittipaldi who was on with Starkey last week and said they had to move him because his teammates didn't want him around anymore. I don't care what they think.
Right.
Go catch the football.
Right.
And if Brian Schottenheimer can get the best out of this guy, and if Brian Schottenheimer can send a message, and now you've got a motivated George Pickens running around out there for 9 for 144 and a touchdown, why could Tomlin have not done the same thing? And maybe it wouldn't have worked out here. But you know what? The more I've thought about it, the more I'd like to have seen. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who loves to be on the same page with players, and Pickens wasn't on the same page with a lot of quarterbacks here in Pittsburgh over the years. But they need another wide receiver. Like, we're going to spend some time today and probably every day this week, because it's the most important position in sports on the most important team to people in town. We're going to spend a lot of time on Rudolph, V. Rodgers. Here's the thing that I thought about last night. It matters, obviously. Rodgers is a four-time MVP, and I'd like to see him start a playoff game. But the issues for this offense permeate way deeper than just who's playing quarterback.
Yeah.
And if you had George Pickens and DK Metcalf, I think that would solve a lot of problems, Thorne.
I said it a bunch of times. Like, you kind of went through this situation with Deontay Johnson. I would have seen how it looked. George Pickens, you weren't paying him this year. You could have been like, it's a lame duck year. And in a sense where it's like, we're not paying you. If you don't pan out, we can either trade you or we can just let you go. Like, George, you either fall in line or we're just going to let you go. But why not try to see what it looks like with Aaron Rodgers? Because you know that you're going to leave a hole there whenever you do trade him. And I know you got DK Metcalf, but you're going to leave a hole there on the opposite side at the receiver spot. And look what it looks like. I would have just tried to see what it looked like before I would have traded him. But, if it didn't work out and he was, had the attitude and was a cancer to the locker room, would have traded him or would have released him.
There are guys that moved on from Pittsburgh, and the argument has been made, and the argument's been made by me, that have left and then really gone down the tubes since they left. Like, Chase Claypool found himself out of the league real quick after having a really productive first two seasons in the NFL. Deontay Johnson, he spiraled once he left Pittsburgh. But at the same time, you got to make it work with talent. Like, Jalen Carter spit on a dude. I still want him on my football team. Ja'Marr Chase, whom we'll get into, spit on a guy. I still want him on my football team. You got 53 dudes and a practice squad. You got a bunch of men, and you got to treat them like men, and you got to get them to all pull for the same rope. And Brian Schottenheimer, of all people, sent a message to his entire roster last night. If you step out of line, I'll put you in your place. And I'm guessing that that's a precursor to more if those guys step out again. Hey, I'm going to make an example of you. And if it happens again, you're sitting for a full game.
Yep.
I will cut off my nose to spite my face because I think it's better for our collective if I put you in your place. He does that. Tomlin never did that to George Pickens. He did the load management thing, but then came out afterwards and called it basically load management. Meanwhile, Brian Schottenheimer, he said exactly what it was. That these guys are missing details. And if you're missing details, you're not going to be out there. And I think that the team respects that. I think if Mike Tomlin had done something similar to that, the team would have respected Tomlin more.
Well, look at the response. Look at the response you got from sitting C.D. Lamb and sitting George Pickens. George Pickens, 9 catches. 144 yards, right? What do you got, 9 catches?
Yeah, and he's knifing through the defense all night long.
9 catches, 144 yards, 1 touchdown. CeeDee Lamb, 5 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. That's the response you got for 2 wide receivers being sat down and not starting a football game. You got the response that you of respect. Like, all right, we're going to go out here and ball.
Yes. You're allowed to do that.
Yep.
Like, you're allowed to be creative with it. Like, we had the conversations.
Dang, 9 catches.
Man. About Pickens. I know, and it's a run-of-the-mill game for him. He does it every stinking week, and
people
it's a contract
like, oh,
year.
Well, CeeDee Lamb, he's out, and, wait until CeeDee Lamb comes back. Yeah, look.
I was okay with them moving him at the time, right, because I just didn't think it would work here the way it worked there, and it continues to work there. And I actually still agree with that element of it because I don't think Tomlin would do a good job with it. I don't think he would have done what Brian Schottenheimer did. But that being said, it's your job to make it work. Make it work. And this offense, like, I went back and I rewatched the game yesterday because I'm a loser, and People want to sit here and sing the praises of Mason Rudolph, and he did exactly what was asked of him, but let's not kid ourselves. They were dumping the ball to Darnell Washington, who is an 18-wheeler running downhill, and they were throwing the ball in the flat to Kenneth Gainwell. That's where the plays were made.
Uh-huh.
Roman Wilson was wide open on probably the best throw of the day by Mason, and I'm not taking it away from him, but you got to make that throw. That's a throw that any NFL quarterback's got to make 10 out of 10 times. He layered it, blah, blah, blah. No, you got to make that throw. They don't threaten teams, man, at all. And, hey, maybe it'd be better to have Jacoby Myers or be better to have Rashid Shaheed because you wouldn't have the nonsense with George Pickens. But you know what? With reflection, I'd rather see what that guy,
yeah,
who's got superstar talent, looks like in this offense opposite of DK Metcalf. You think it might do wonders for DK? We were talking yesterday. We had a caller say DK's getting frustrated. Yeah, probably. Sunday was the most catches he's had in a game, tied with 5, and the most targets he's had in a game with 8. He is averaging fewer targets and catches per game than at any point in his NFL career because there's no help around him. And if you had George Pickens, things might look different. They might not, but you know what? I was wrong. No, I would much rather see what it looks like right now.
It bothers me because George Pickens is the perfect complementary to DK Metcalf because they're so different. And that's what you're missing. He's a separating, you know, dynamic, down the field, jump ball, you know, secure the catch type wide receiver. DK Metcalf's your explosive guy. Like, he is the exact complement that you'd want for a guy like DK Metcalf. That's,
yes,
what's so frustrating to me.
Yes.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what you want in your number two wide receiver.
And you were more all over it at the time. You're like, oh, they did this last year.
Yep.
And then they were going to go get Ayuk, and that never happened. And then we heard just how hard Omar Khan tried at this year's trade deadline. But guess what? To no avail. And it's Roman Wilson who's playing now primarily as your number two wide receiver. And Calvin Austin only played, what, 19 snaps on Sunday. I like Roman Wilson. I like Calvin Austin. They're complementary pieces. They're not number twos. And George Pickens and DK Metcalf would have been one of the best wide receiver cores in the NFL. Texter runs in, writes in, excuse me, so as long as you're great, you can act like you want. F the team. No, I'm arguing the exact opposite. If Brian Schottenheimer can put a guy in his place, then how in the world could Tomlin not have made
right.
it work?
Right.
And there's always the dangling carrot of it being a contract year. I don't think anybody in Dallas is complaining about what George Pickens is bringing to the table.
Not one bit.
And I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they look more stout defensively because they've added some pieces. They could go on a little run here, and if they do, George Pickens is going to be a big reason why that happened. Meanwhile, is it going to be Mason? Is it going to be Rodgers? It matters, but no matter which quarterback it is against the Chicago Bears, they're taking the field with a really flawed offense. An offense that put up just 20 points on the Cincinnati Bengals defense. That's one of the worst that we've ever seen, no cap. And against the Chargers, it looked as bad as we've seen the offense look all year long. It looked like the Mitch Trubisky, Matt Canada, Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you wish they held on to George Pickens? 412-928-9370. And do you agree that the bigger question for this weekend isn't which starting quarterback runs out there, but whether or not this offense is actually moving in the right direction? 412-928-9370. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can give us a ring. We'd love to hear from you on the phone lines. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Prescott able to step into it. It's got Pickens. Good move. Nice cut back and a touchdown.
The Cowboys offense is explosive. The Steelers offense, well, not so much. We did see some explosion on Sunday. Darnell Washington running through people. Big play from Jaylen Warren. We saw Kenneth Gainwell make some guys miss. But it feels like they got to work really hard to score points.
Really hard.
And it's 2025. And you've got an offensive line that, at best, is growing. And there's going to be penalties. There's going to be a TFL. And when you are just trying to matriculate the ball down the field and you're flawed up front, you're eventually going to shoot yourself in the foot.
Uh-huh.
And so they're desperately missing that explosive element, Doran. And that's why, whether it's Mason or Rodgers moving forward, I now have more faith in the defense than I do the offense. The defense has put together a string of three good games, and the offense the last two games has been putrid against the Chargers and putrid whenever you grade relative to opponent against the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, Rodgers, they put up 10 points in the first half. They put up 20 offensive points overall. That's alarming against a defense that we spent all week talking about just how bad it was.
Well, I said yesterday, too, it's alarming to me whenever you see the bootleg plays, because the bootleg plays are like, all right, we got to get something going. Like, that's as generic as you can get as an offensive throw and getting on the move and getting guys, you know, going one way, trying to create the deception of, oh, we're going to run the ball this way, but actually we're going to come back that way. I mean, it's like the oldest pass in the book. Like, whenever you start doing that, and I've noticed it under Arthur Smith, whenever he starts doing that, then he doesn't feel good of where the offense is, and they need to get something going. I saw three or four of those plays on Sunday, so it just tells me that the offense isn't clicking on the other cylinders that they wanted to.
With Rodgers and with Rudolph.
Yeah, both.
A lot of people yesterday, I was listening to the station a bunch, calling in and saying, well, Mason's a better fit for the offense. Really? It looked a lot the same to me. It didn't look like they changed anything up for Mason. Now, Mason said after the game, obviously at halftime, he and Arthur talked. And, hey, what are some of your favorite plays? Let's run what you want to run. But it's the same offense.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything different.
No, there was nothing different.
With Mason. The big plays, again, were dump-offs to the tight end and dump-offs to the running back. And Mason did that fine. But as our quarterback expert insider Pat Bostic texted us after the game, damn, Duck Hodges could have run that game plan. To me, that's why you do need Rodgers, because he's been so good in the red zone that when you do get down there, you feel pretty good about their chances of punching it in. I know they didn't at the end of the half, but he was also dealing with a broken wrist. That's why, hey, maybe this week I don't go with Rodgers, but anybody who says, oh, you'll be fine with Mason moving forward, yeah, you might be fine. Rodgers at least will put the ball in the end zone mm-hmm. when you get down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest difference probably between the two guys. That and what's between the ears for Rodgers. And that's to take nothing away from Mason.
No, he could do it. He's going to do a fine job, I believe. But it's you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, especially the way that he played, all the, obviously leading up to the Chargers game.
And that's the thing with Rodgers. Like, he's had six bad quarters. You know, four really bad quarters against the Chargers. And then against the Bengals, again, you grade relative on who they're playing. It wasn't like he was sailing throws or doing any of the stuff that we did see against the Chargers. So it was actually better. But that's six quarters of below the par quarterback play, given what we were seeing prior to that. Texter, Pickens is a horrible team guy. He's been fine because they throw the ball 1,000 times in Dallas. That wouldn't happen here. It might if he's here. Like, you don't think Aaron Rodgers would want to throw the ball to a guy who's wide open streaking down the sideline? I do.
Yep.
Like, the offense would look totally different with that guy here. And it would look totally different if you had Rashid Shaheed, too. Like, that's part of this as well. And I know you can't go back in time. You can't get in a hot tub time machine. You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw it stoned.
I like that movie.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
Easy laugh movie.
Yes.
But you can't get in the damn hot tub time machine and make a trade that never happened. But it's really frustrating seeing the way the offense has played, weirdly, since the deadline. And by the way, Rashid Shaheed has been pretty decent. And Jacoby Myers has 105 receiving yards in 2 weeks. I haven't looked this up, but mind's eye, I don't think DK Metcalf has 105 receiving yards combined the last 2 weeks.
No.
So it's just frustrating when you were pot committed this offseason to trying to contend, and now we have to watch this offense slog the last six quarters. And I think they largely got figured out, too. Like, they're not going downfield. The running game hasn't been as effective, really, the last couple of weeks. And it's trying to be death by 1,000 cuts, and if teams are tackling the catch, you know the Steelers are going to stub their toe somewhere along the way. Texter, you really think sitting out for one drive is a punishment? You think George gives a damn that happened? Well, I think it's also a precursor to more. And the bigger point, too, is we're kind of folding in between two topics here, of the Steelers' flawed offense and Pickens being here and how Tomlin would react. Tomlin never did anything of the sort with Pickens.
No.
Like, there was the load management thing, but Tomlin came out and was given backwards excuses after that.
It wasn't about if Pickens cares or not. It was about the message to the team.
Right.
Like, it really doesn't have to do with George Pickens or CeeDee Lamb. It was like, all right, everybody else, look what we did to them. Now you're put on notice. That's what it was about.
I mean, do people think locker rooms are like these kumbaya, like everyone gets along kind of deals? Because they ain't.
No.
Nothing's like that in life. I'm sure people out there, you got to sit next to a coworker you don't like. Harry has to sit next to me every day. He hates my guts. Like, you just deal with it because that's life. And you still got to go out there and do your job.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That's a message to the other 52 guys. Hey, this dude didn't do what he was supposed to do. CeeDee Lamb didn't do what he was supposed to do. And so they got to sit out.
Right.
And so I think then the expectation that follows is if they do something like that again, they're probably missing a full game. That's going to resonate with the team.
Yes, it is.
And Tomlin, whenever George Pickens didn't show up on Christmas Day, after the season, whenever he was pressed on it, said, oh, I got a lot of stuff going on pregame. That's the difference. Brian Schottenheimer called his guys out, his two-star receivers out after the game. It's a total difference. 412-928-9370. Phone lines are popping. We'll get to Johnny and our guy, Anthony in Oakland, who we saw last night, coming up in a couple of minutes. Also, Ja'Marr Chase getting reprimanded for Spitgate. What did his head coach have to say about it? Wait till you hear this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. Plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just to be clear, you did not spit on him. That's what you're saying.
I didn't spit on nobody.
Ja'Marr Chase says, I didn't spit on nobody. Ja'Marr Chase spit on Jalen Ramsey. We all saw it. We saw it in slow motion. We saw it in fast motion. We saw it zoomed in. We saw it from 30,000 feet. That, my friend, was a loogie. And Doran, here is the defense that Ja'Marr Chase is putting out there, according to Ian Rappaport, as he attempts to appeal this one-game suspension. This not coming from the mouth of Ja'Marr Chase, unlike the loogie, that did come from his mouth. But this from Ian Rappaport. That Chase's defense is going to be, if I really wanted to spit on him, I'd have spit in his face, not on his jersey.
Interesting.
That is worse than public defender stuff right there, buddy.
Yep.
Take your damn medicine.
Yeah, just eat it.
You can't spit on a guy.
Nope.
The league says you can't spit on a guy. You spit on a guy, you're in trouble. Now, how about what Zach Taylor said? Head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, after it was obvious that the spitting happened and after the suspension was announced, he said, I stand by Ja'Marr. It was an emotional moment and a lot happened before that led up to it.
So he's admitting that it happened.
He's admitting that it happened and then saying he's okay with it. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin, even though he sort of chuckled through it after the game, Mike Tomlin said you need your best players to stay out there.
We got stability at the safety position. Other than, you know, Jalen not finishing the game, we got stability at the safety position.
So he like kind of chuckled through it, yeah, sort of making it seem like it's okay that he did throw a punch. And I'm sure he feels that way because he got spit on, did Jalen Ramsey. But Mike Tomlin, in another answer, Doran, said you got to be smarter in those situations. Meanwhile, Zach Taylor's like, nah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah, stand by him. He's cool.
And that's sort of the theme of the show today. Brian Schottenheimer, not okay with George Pickens' antics, CeeDee Lamb's antics, and those guys don't start the game. It's not a big punishment. It's somewhat punitive, but you know what? It is a punishment, and it sets the message that maybe if it happens again, you're going to do something more. And then you got Zach Taylor being like, yeah, it's cool if my guy spit in somebody's face because there was a cheap shot earlier in the game, which that's the thing that's going around Cincinnati media and social media yesterday was the hit that Ramsey put on Chase earlier in the game that I guess they're saying should have been a flag even though it wasn't a flag. I thought it was within the legal limits of the game.
I mean, I've seen a lot of Cincinnati Bengals fans say that TJ Watt's hit and sack and personal foul was, he's a cheap player, he's a dirty player. I saw a lot of Cincinnati fans say that Joey Porter Jr. is one of the dirtiest players in the league.
Is holding a dirty thing?
I have no idea. What
TJ Watt, I saw the hit characterized as late, too, by a lot of Cincy fans. That's not even what the call was.
No.
It wasn't late. It was a body weight foul, which, I don't know. Was that dirty? It didn't seem dirty to me.
No. What's he supposed to do?
He's supposed to defy the laws of physics and float
exactly
in midair.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. Cincinnati fans have been doing this for years. Oh, Pac-Man Jones isn't dirty. You know who was dirty? James Harrison.
Right.
Oh, Vontaze Burfict. Yeah, he might be dirty, but you know who's dirty? Juju. Smith-Schuster. Yeah. Little Juju Smith-Schuster. That's where we draw the line. So I just lost a ton of respect for Zach Taylor. When your teammate spits in the face of another guy, you got to call him to the carpet publicly. And maybe his messaging behind the scenes is different than his messaging publicly and forward facing, but you've got to draw a line, man.
Yeah.
And I lost a ton of respect for Ja'Marr Chase, man.
Me too. Said it yesterday. Like I never, like he's never done anything all the way up until this point. Like he's always been somewhat quiet and, you know, just goes out there, does his job. And for his stature, being one of the best wide receivers in the game, I never thought that he would even put himself in a position to be looked at like that. Never thought that.
I think throwing a punch is totally different. Guys are out there wearing helmets.
Right.
I think, you know, a late hit every now and again, you don't hear the whistle or you're playing to the echo of the whistle the next valley over is what Craig Wolfley used to say. Like, okay, that's football. I think spitting in someone's face is beyond football, and I think if it happened on this team, I would like to think Mike Tomlin would call his guy out for it. Mm-hmm. I would hope so. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'd be sitting here making excuses for a player if they spit in somebody's
face. No, if it was reversed, we'd be calling out Jalen Ramsey.
Absolutely we would.
We 100% would.
Absolutely we would. Cincinnati reporter asked Joe Flacco, here's a text, about the late hit by Watt in his press conference, and it's been labeled that ever since. Well, you know what Flacco said? He didn't have a problem with it. 412-928-9370. Anthony in Oakland, who we saw last night. Good morning, Anthony.
Thank you, fellas. But, you know, back in the day, on 60 Minutes, there used to be a segment called Point Counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do right now, if you guys will allow me.
For you, anything, Anthony.
I'm putting the onus on why the offense looks sputtered on Arthur Smith. I'm sorry, folks. Jonnu Smith had 88 catches last year with Miami, and he was being thrown a ball by Tua. So, and this was when Tyreek Hill went down. How in the world aren't you finding ways to get Jonnu Smith back to that again?
I don't disagree with the Jonnu Smith point.
It boggles my mind, too, because Arthur Smith, I mean, basically was a part of drafting Jonnu Smith to Tennessee and then brought him to Atlanta. Like, it's not like he doesn't know the guy. Like, he knows him better than probably anybody.
Yeah, but he had the same problem with Kyle Pitts in Miami. I mean, in Atlanta, people were criticizing. I have family down there, and they were criticizing Arthur Smith for his use of Robertson and Pitts. So this is why, you know, we went after Canada But, you know, you can keep saying, well, we could get the second receiver. Excuse me? Who's to say he's going to use him? He didn't do it in Tennessee.
Well, that's a misnomer because he did his best year in Tennessee. He had Corey Davis have 900 yards and A.J. Brown was up around 1,000. So when he had two guys, he did use them. The Steelers were looking. I mean, if you believe the reporting and the saving face kind of stuff coming out of Omar Khan's camp, they were looking for a number two wide receiver. I do think your point about Jonnu Smith's a really good one, but I also think there's some necessity's mother of invention going on here. And if they had a number two wide receiver, I think that Rodgers would throw him the football.
Rodgers has happy feet. I've been watching it since that Indy game. Rodgers has happy feet. Now, I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe age is caught up with him or whatever's going on. But there was a complete difference between when Mason came in, saw no happy feet, than when Rodgers has been there the last three games. So something's going on. And if we criticize Canada, Smith is open here. Because
fair enough.
Scheme them. McDonald does it down there. Do it.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony.
I have – Rodgers has been skittish the last six quarters in a way that we didn't really see early in the season. And I don't know what that is about, but like he was leaving clean pockets against Cincinnati, and against the Chargers, he was under siege, so he was just – there were a lot of balls he just dirted, which is that on him? Is that on the offensive line? He has not looked quite as comfortable. And that's one of the reasons why I don't know that I'd play him against Chicago. Like, it depends on the pain tolerance thing. But
I think you nailed it yesterday. I think a reset for Rodgers might be the best situation. Like, hey, just sit down for a game.
Get him in a cold tub. Get him in a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, just reset.
And then get Perk Rodgers back for the stretch run.
Sure.
There is a concerning report from Adam Schefter that yesterday they were trying to determine the extent of the break for Rodgers and that there was a chance that they might need to do plates and screws. If you need surgery and there's plates and screws, this is going to be something that he can't play this weekend, obviously, and that's going to keep him out for a while.
A while.
Yeah. Now, I feel like if that was the case, we already would have got it from Rappaport. We already would have got it from Schefter. We already would have got it from like the big-time Jordan Schultzes of the world. Like, if he needed surgery, I think that'd be out there now. We'll find out, maybe, from Mike Tomlin today at noon. We'll get into that a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the screws and plates.
Jeez, man.
That's no good. That would be more than a minor break, right?
I mean,
you need the screws and plates.
Yep.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. Harry loves when I do that. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Twitter appears to be down right now. Whenever it's back up, you can vote on our Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. You can also watch us live on Twitter when that comes back up. I was having problems tagging Doran in a tweet, and I was like, my man blocked me. What the hell's going on here?
Blocked.
Thought you blocked me. Turns out not. Twitter just sucks right now.
Now, why would you think that I blocked you?
I don't know, man. I'm annoying.
What went through your mind was like, what if he did block me? Like, what would the reasoning be for?
I put it on myself, not on you. Maybe I tweeted something after the backyard basket brawl or something, and
you did.
I just don't want to see this guy. What did I tweet?
Yeah.
Picture of me and my man Ross Hodge.
And Wes.
Wes Euler.
Then you tweeted something about being a Mountaineer, and then I gave you the Mr. Rogers middle finger.
Was that real, Rogers giving the finger?
I don't know. I was kind of looking at it. It had to be AI, right?
I'm a big Mr. Rogers fan.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched an episode of Mr. Rogers?
2 days ago.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
With your daughter?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
No.
And they got Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood now. You ever seen that? The little animated Daniel Tiger?
No.
It's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, the land of make-believe. Won't you ride along with me? Ride along.
Nope.
Whimsical little tiger.
Whimsical.
That DT. Cassius in Toledo wants to talk about children's TV shows, I'm sure. Hello, Cassius.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're great, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I like to see Mason play. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers, to me, he's been okay this year. And he's a little shaky, but his feet, he seems like he's real antsy back there last couple weeks. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of wondering if he's holding the offense back some, him and Arthur Smith. But I don't know. I'm excited to see Mason back there with a week of practice. I think he might throw the ball downfield more, man. I don't know. I think it might look different. I could be wrong, but I like to see it.
Rodgers had more yards per completion than Mason did on Sunday. Like, I do think – thank you, Cassius, for the call, by the way. I do think it's a misnomer that Rodgers, you know, threw the ball down the field less than Mason did. You know, Mason got a lot of run after catch. Rodgers got a lot of run after catch in that game. But I will agree, the last six quarters, Aaron hadn't looked the same. He just hasn't. And I said if he played bad against Cincinnati, that I'd be concerned. Now, we never know what the second half would look like if he were healthy. We don't know. He might have gone out and done exactly what Rudolph did. But would that have been good enough? Probably not. 20 points against Cincinnati. So I think you unplug the guy. You unplug Rodgers. Yeah. You've got a reason, not even an excuse. You unplug him. You let him rest for a week. See where he is after that. He's in his 40s. Like, I argued a couple of years ago with the Penguins that they should rest Crosby or Malkin, stagger him on some back-to-backs, because you need these guys to perform well down the stretch. Like, the NBA does it all the time. This would be an unplugging, but again, you got the wrist injury that you can fall back on. I think he might need a reset. I think you might need to unplug him and plug him back in. I think you might need to blow in the old N64 cartridge. Give the old guy some rest. Give him some mental rest. Now, the issue is he's going to want to play against Chicago if he can. And I guess, according to reports, he wanted to get on the field on Sunday, and they told him no.
Yeah, I mean, if these potential reports about plates and screws is true, it's going to be a long reset.
He would come back maybe for the playoffs then, right? If you're talking plates and screws?
Maybe.
Yeah, let's hope that's not the case. Because God bless Rudolph, I don't want to watch him for the remainder of the season. In fact, aha, here it comes. If Rodgers had to miss the remainder of the season, it wouldn't take much for me to put Howard in there.
Right.
After
a while.
And I like Mason, and he could probably drag them kicking and screaming into a playoff position. Look at the bottom of the playoff picture in the AFC. It's not all that great. But are you going to win a playoff game? Are you going to win a Super Bowl? Probably not, and definitely not.
But you know that they're gonna think that they are. And
yeah,
keep them in there.
They would have to be mathematically eliminated for Will Howard to play a game, unless it was injury related. No question. We'll get to Jeff Hathorn coming up next. More of your calls, texts, and tweets. Trey Essex at 8 o'clock. We've got Jason Locken for at 9:35. At 7:35, we test our trivia knowledge against our smart plumber friend, Southside Jake. Right now, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.